Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you for doing that. So love you and appreciate you. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Howdy.
How are you today?
Doing not too shabby. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, right?
You know, I'm getting some really interesting emails these days from people.
Yeah?
And, you know, I'm going to have to start paying more attention to my social media. And my social media, like who we like, who we don't like. I honestly never really thought about it quite the way other people see it. But I do think that what's going on right now is that we're living in a time mm-hmm. where people are really on the edge. Mm-hmm. Like they're on the edge of emotional, physical, spiritual and psychological things. They're right on the edge. And, you know, when somebody sees that I friended somebody that they don't agree with that I should have friended, I'm like, okay, like, what did they do? Like, is there something I should know about them? And I find this very interesting. So I have to be more mindful mm-hmm. of what I do. Now, part of this, though, is how do we each communicate about things? Does it help for us to look at where we are and how we're caring for ourselves? Because, you know, if I didn't have some outline of self-care and a little bit of stress management, getting emails would put me over the edge. But they don't. Because there is something that I have to practice every day of my life. And that is, if I'm going to say yes to doing what I'm doing in the world, then I got to take a look at what am I doing? And that's where Sabrina Wright comes in. You know, today we are going to be speaking with her and talk with her about what it means to really live the good life. What does that mean? You know, what can we learn from whether or not we're taking a balanced approach to self-care? We really care about the good life? Do we even know what those elements are about? I'll tell you what I do know. I know that without all of those, right? Emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, without all of those in play, and if I just take one of them out, I could be in trouble. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me not too long ago, Pat, if you couldn't do them all, I love the questions I get from people. We sit around the table sometimes as friends and we just ask each other questions, right? And I think I answered a question about this and Sabrina's going to tell us, because what Sabrina does is she lives and breathes this, you know, live the good life, this show idea. With Sabrina Wright, when it means to connect with your physical and spiritual self, there's something about what she does and how she does it that's so important for us to know. If we are going to take a holistic approach to something, which she does when she helps people do that, then holistic means the whole thing. But in her work as a holistic health and wellness advocate, I'm pretty sure you're going to hear from her that she sees people in business, at home, in their all aspects of their lives, their careers, their, you know, their relationship, all of it. She sees it all. And she's learned how to integrate, adjust, balance, and live. And that's what today is about. Sabrina, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, so much for inviting me here today. I'm really excited to be able to share some information with your audience.
Okay, I'm going to give you this little thing and I'm going to let you dive in, right? So we do have these chit chats from time to time. And sure. I have certainly have a group of friends that ask me questions. So the question they asked me, out of those four or five components of life, which one is not negotiable? So what I mean by that is, okay, maybe I'm not going to go play ping pong today. So what's that? That's both fear, spirit, that's both physical and mental. But they ask me if I had any of those that's non-negotiable, that no matter what my day is like, there's just one. And I got to tell you, the one that comes up for me every time is the spiritual. Because even if I am working out and I'm eating right and I'm doing all those other things, boy, I'm telling you, if I don't understand the dynamic laws of an energy of the universe around, you know, the God of my understanding and my spiritual practice, I'm doomed. What would you say we leave out from that definition of self-care? I'm sure you get asked about it all the time.
Very much so. And that's a really good question. And it is one that stimulates quite a bit of conversation among people. What I have found is it really is the spiritual component that gets left behind because we become so overly stimulated, so reactive as opposed to responsive to stimuli, relationships, challenges, and all that life brings to us that we're constantly on a treadmill, right? Trying to keep up. And it's really when you have that peace, the peace that really resonates with your heart and your soul, that no matter what's going on around you, you become unflappable, really. And it's that spiritual component that people don't realize is our foundation. And if you take a look at any structure, the foundation is the first thing that's created. It's poured. And only when it's shored up, can you build up and out on it, right?
Yeah. Well,
if you don't have that component, your bucket's missing a component.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your bucket is not full, right?
No, right. Totally not full.
And then what happens is your resources become limited. Your perception becomes limited. You're distracted enough that you're not making wise decisions and choices, again, because you don't have that peace.
Yeah.
And then emotions just kind of take over at that point.
Well, look, you're living in the middle of what a lot of people are living in the middle of. You know, you are out there every day. You're a practitioner. And so your life was changed just like everybody else's, if we think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're somebody that works with the body, the mind, and the spirit. And yet here we are today having this conversation, bringing a message to people. Do you think that we are being tested in terms of how well we have come along in the self-care arena? And are we being given information that could help us for decades to come about what we need to know and what we need to do when it comes to the value of self-care?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I look at this particular time more as an opportunity as opposed to a real trial or tribulation. So here's an opportunity to take a pause. Here's an opportunity to reevaluate where you're at, what's working, what's not working. What would you like to do? How would you like to proceed forward? It's an time for inventory, personal inventory. Interacting in the world, there are many people who are like, so how do I navigate this? I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I have no control, blah, 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 blah. Just a number of things that are listed as to the struggles and the emotional component, if you will, of all the thoughts that are going on in our heads, right? So take this time to reevaluate what feeds you, what feeds your spirit, what feeds your body, what feeds your relationships, your family, all of that. But really, it is a time to reevaluate and take inventory. And for those things that have not been beneficial for you, or those relationships or investments of time, energy, and of your person that aren't making you better and making other people better, then take a look at that. Definitely.
Well, you know, we're going to take a short break because we're talking about the importance of self-care and how self-care equals stress management. Mm-hmm. So there's self-care over here, and then there's stress management. And there's a relationship to them, but what is the relationship for each of those? What is that? What do they have to do with what Sabrina is calling total health? When we come back, we're going to talk about total health, and then we're going to break down self-care into manageable pieces that you can look at and do something with every day of your life. We're going to take a short break right here. Sabrina Wright's in the house. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, over the past, I don't know, Betty, what is it now? 2 months, 3 months? I don't know. I'm not sure how
since
long.
Since we went to staying in place?
Yeah, we're going on full two. What are we going on? But, you know, here in Washington State, we were one of the first to be put on notice, be made aware, right, Betty? We were one of the first.
Yeah, shut her down.
Shut her down, whatever it is. But we were also one of the first to really be up close and personal with the magnitude of this. And, you know, it reminds me of this. It reminds me, Sabrina. It reminds me of when I was in California touring and 9/11 happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember touring and trying to get back home. And, you know, I was doing something down in California and I couldn't get back home. And we ended up not flying, but we got a rented car. And I always give a shout out to Enterprise. I don't have any affiliation with them except to say that out of all the rental car companies down in California that were jacking up all their prices and wouldn't let you go one way, Enterprise did not. That's why I remember them. But here's what I know. We are living today on a day-by-day schedule of stress and projection. Projection, that's my area of expertise. That has to do with the psychological implication of a thought you have today that globalizes a future that may never come. Wow, that was really good.
Yeah.
But that was, I made that up right there, Sabrina. Oh my God. I hope Olivia grabs that clip. That was good. But Sabrina writes here for a reason. I do a show, and I've been doing a lot of shows, whether it's here on Power Up or it's my podcast, things that I do very spontaneously, whatever that is, right? I've been talking about this. And Sabrina, this is where you got to come in, because you're somebody that got up for work, went in, healthcare practitioner, somebody that works on the body, works on the mind. You are like, I'm in it to win it. I'm going to my place. I'm gonna get it done. And then one day you weren't. For me, I'm working from home for several reasons. One, I'm in the higher risk category for a lot of things, but I got a great team of people. Olivia, Zach, Jessica, they wipe everything down, all of that. But it doesn't mean we're any less on the edge. And here's what I want to ask you, because just like, and I will say this very kindly, just like 9/11, my attachment to it was I'm from New York. You know, we were wondering, is our family okay? Mm-hmm. We're very close to it. But I have to tell you, when I talk to my family who doesn't live here in Hub Central Washington State or in New York and live in places where the effects haven't been heard, it's a different level of stress. It feels different. But in the end, here's what I want to ask you about. Whether it's you feel the stress of the time we live in or COVID as itself or the stress of the economy, I do not think we have ever been here in my lifetime. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's powerful. When you mentioned 9/11, I remember where I was, and I was working in San Diego, California. And all I can remember that day that it occurred was that the news kept over and over and over again showing the film of the airplane crashing into the towers. And it was devastating to think about how precious life is and how instantaneously all of those people had families and connections and business associates and lives that just evaporated. Even talking about it right now, it really moves me, because life is so precious and we're put here to be in community, not to be isolated, not to be solo. And we hope, right? We hope that tomorrow will be better. We hope that our relationships will get stronger. And during that particular time of 9/11, I can remember a number of people that I was working with, it was like we had to come together as a group and figure out how we were going to get through this and support each other and encourage each other as we reached out to, similar to you, to family that was in New York, to family that was in Washington, to family that was all over the United States to check in with them, because it was devastating on all levels.
That brings me fast forward to where we are now.
Right.
Yep. For those of you just tuning in, I ought to tell you, this series that I'm going to be doing with Sabrina, right? You just got a sense of how powerful this is, right? When you come from a place of service like Sabrina does, when you come from that place and you have stepped forth in a level of conviction, kind of the way I shared that perseverance poem yesterday, when you come forward in that level of perseverance and care for others as she does, the impact of doing a show like this with me, something she's never done before, while being in the field of healing and being a practitioner for decades, this is something that called to you, Sabrina, to come forward for people to get an impact of what's going on, but also what to do about it. And I want to make sure that, you know, we're talking about this today. And I'm going to ask you about everyday basics of self-care, because we got to start from somewhere. Mm-hmm. But in talking about that, one of the things that I am struck by is if there were ever a time in our lifetime to fully understand self-care and begin to practice it, it's now. I mean, what's happening at the family level, and people have been, what do we call it, sheltering in place. Mm-hmm. They are getting hit with emotions that they've never had before, thoughts they've never had before. So give me, where do you start with the basics of self-care?
Oh my goodness. Dr. Pat, that's great. Every morning, wake up grateful for what you have, grateful for the opportunity to be involved in the day. I recommend 15, 20 minutes of that, and do it in a journal form, because you need to make a record or remembrance, right? Not only to record what's going on right now, but also to be able to look back and see how you've grown and what you've come through, and then be able to celebrate the successes, the development of new skills, new love, new aspects of life. Our lives are always going to have challenges and various degrees of challenges. And if you really are honest with yourself and you take a look at those defining moments in your life, no matter what your age, demographic, no matter what you do or where you come from, you have success that you can see and you can measure. And journaling is the best way to keep track of it, because as challenges come up, whether it's something as catastrophic as 9/11, as so new and so far reaching as shelter in place, or just the fact that you are currently not working, right? If you record, if you keep track of, if you journal and just pour your heart, your thoughts, everything into a journal, those journals then become reminders of how resilient you are, how successful you've become, how much you've grown, and what you've learned in life, not only for yourself, but for your family. And here's, you're building a legacy for your children. Unfortunately, this is not an ideal situation and challenge. I mean, if we could pick and choose what we wanted to base our legacy on for our family and our kids, but we do have a major opportunity to really impact our children, our grandchildren, and help them grow.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's talk about this for a minute, if we could. I want to stop here and go to break, but here's what I want to say. First of all, how do people find out more about you? Let's make sure people know how to get a hold of you, because you're available. So let's give them that information, your website, please.
Thank you. So you can find me at sabrinaiswright.com, or you could email me at writebalance1@gmail.com. But either one of those are a great place to start.
Okay, so here's what I want to say to you. All right, and you can think about it until we come back from break.
Okay.
The latest information that I've been able to pull out of my colleagues, right, and has now been out there, I think it's Sheryl Sandberg that came out with a statement saying that women are now pulling double shifts. So what the latest information is, and a recent study that has come out, and this is something that I hadn't even thought about, that we are now dealing with not only a negative impact on overall mental health, but it is 16% higher in women than men, and climbing. And boy, I'm telling you, we have got to figure out how to bring this message to women, men too, but women too, to say, you've got to pause for the cause. You've got to do it. Because if they don't, Sabrina, right, there is not going to be much left in the bucket. When we come back, Sabrina's going to take us on a journey to talk about what other things are so important in the understanding of the basics of self-care, and what the heck are you going to do about it? You know, if you can stay spiritually strong and emotionally healthy, then what can you do for your mental and physical muscle? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuyper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, I was just talking to Sabrina Wright during the break about this study, and I posted it up there. But the thing that they're just now talking about a study that is a month old. And what I was really shocked by is this is a study that was done in March, and they're talking about it now. So if we take a look at this health tracking poll, I am curious to know now, and we're going to talk about some of this now because a lot of it has to do with self-care, but there are other studies that have come out. And Olivia, I think you, during the break, you were talking about another announcement. You want to just share what you heard?
Yeah. So I was listening to NPR the other day, and I heard that for maybe the second time in history, women now hold just over half of all payroll jobs in America. So men were laid off more than women in the wake of the virus.
Wow. But we haven't offset that, right? So here's the interesting thing. While that's happening, this study says that even though that's true, women are still working and still taking care of the household. And I think that's compounding it when you look at the gap that's widening. The situation, whether you're a man or you're a woman, or it doesn't matter whether you're heterosexual, same sex, none of that matters. Everyone is affected by it. But, you know, and I'm curious about this, Sabrina, from your point of view, as we now talk about, you know, part two of self-care, mentally sharp and physically healthy. How do we get mentally sharp in the middle of this? Help me.
So mentally sharp, again, is being able to manage those emotions that we're experiencing. And the best way to do that is to communicate. I find that as women, myself included, there are times where, and I don't know where we get this, but we figure we've got to do it all. We've got to be superwoman, and we've got to be able to take care of the kids, take care of the family. And right now, especially, the kids aren't in school, so they've got a homeschool, they've got a job, but it's, we have a difficult time expressing our needs and expressing ourselves. And when I talk to my clients and my girlfriends and other conversation groups, it seems that it comes down to, we don't know what our value is. We don't know that we are supposed to be in community. I mean, really in our heart, we miss that. And we struggle with being self-sufficient, being able to take care of everything and everyone. And typically what happens is we're the last ones as women, mothers, moms, executives of large corporations and companies and businesses, that we're taking care of everybody else. And so when we're not physically nourishing our body with the right food, when we physically are not moving and relieving stress through exercise, through social gatherings, connecting with other people, what happens is we create this pressure valve in our head. And then what happens is we're just running around grasping at answers, right? Then the emotions start to take over. Our blood pressure increases. Anxiety happens. And then we have all of this pent up energy, tension, anxiety, all of that inside, and we burn out. Or we go off the deep end, it seems like, because we need that release. Where if you've got a self-care plan in place and you're taking care of you first, you're filling your vessel, right? You're preparing yourself to be able to function at a better place, at a more heartfelt, true response place for all of those in your life, for all the responsibilities that you carry. Not everything has to be number one priority, right? Nothing short of life and family is more important than that. And so it is paramount. It's paramount to have a system in place that keeps you centered. It keeps you balanced. Granted, there's going to be fluctuating of peace, right? And some anxiety, only because you're going to come up against certain challenges, or it's going to be a situation, mm-hmm. or a response that's new to you throughout all of this.
Yeah. I mean, and one of the things is, first of all, this right here, what we're going through, that is new to all of us.
Absolutely.
In contrast to that, what's new to all of us is self-care. And, you know, I was joking a little bit. I don't know when the light bulb went on for me and for Linda, but me especially. Before I got notified of I play a sport. Before I got notified of pretty much every event, sport event that I was going to be in is pretty much canceled. And I'm not like a super football athlete, but still I was, you know, eligible to go to international competition, but that's been canceled. So, you know, those are the things we're looking at. And underneath all of that is why. And it is the why that people are just now starting to wrap their hearts emotionally around, right? But the thing that I discovered in this whole thing is I went through a period, and I shared this the other day, where I'm applying for PPP and EISL and, you know, whatever, anything that was out there. And I started this early because, you know, in our state, right, we got wind of this before pretty much everybody else. So we start the process early here. And you could hear the frustration in myself and people all over the country. I've done multiple shows on this, about even knowing how to fill out the form. And as time went on, Sabrina, and this talks directly to being mentally sharp, as time went on and the frustration builds, your mind that is otherwise fairly sharp and could figure out, like, fill out the form, doesn't do it. And I remember having an epiphany about 2 weeks ago after hiring an attorney to figure out how to fill out the form, accountant fill out the form, a lawyer on the East Coast do a show about it. It wasn't until I just sort of surrendered and started to plug into morning spirituality that the light bulb went on for me. And literally what I heard was, Pat, stop telling them you don't have that kind of staff and simply give them your signature on the form. 4 weeks of being caught in, I don't have the form, I don't have that kind of employee, 4 weeks of that, light bulb goes on, and all they want me to do is fill out a form, even if it's blank. Now, that's the significance of staying mentally sharp. What is your sense of how we can do that better? Because this is something we've never really been able to predict. You know, there are other things here that we've been through, emotional, physical, but having this level of strength mentally affect us. Sabrina, come on, we got to help folks.
You know, it's curious that we go through those physical machinations, right? And we try to wrestle with everything. And we're trying to connect the dots to be able to figure out what someone has given us and figure out how to take advantage of it and how to receive, as you were struggling with, how to receive the gift, right? The gift of the funding. And the frustrating thing is that most of the forms and the process wasn't even defined well by the people and the organizations who were bestowing the gift. And it comes to a place where it really is just trusting the process, though we don't understand what the process is, right? And now that you've been given the gift and you've received the gift, now what? What are the rules? What's the procedure? And it's unfolding, right? So it's again, it's a matter of trust. If yep. you don't have a really peaceful spiritual component to your life,
yep.
what are you trusting?
I agree. That was the game changer for me. You know, it was, oh my gosh, I need to just stop and say thank you, right? And be in that place of gratitude and then really beef up my daily spiritual practice. I mean, and so when I got to that point, Sabrina, to what you're saying, is I just said, you know what, God, I got to tell you, you got to take this. I said, this is so out of my wheelhouse and is so out of my hula hoop. You have got, this is yours. I have done this here, take it. I can't tell you how powerful that was.
Oh, and once you did that, life really became easier in that you're breathing. You're able to be connected more with people in situations that you've been struggling with. And then it's a matter of collecting, if you will, tools and resources and people to help you walk now through that process. And you're walking it together, not as an individual trying to figure it all out, trying to do the best that you possibly can. It is about connecting and using resources available to you.
Yeah. But
until you let go.
Yep.
Yeah. Until you let go.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go anywhere. And, you know, let's skip this break, Benny, if we could, because, you know, Sabrina Wright, for those of you just tuned in, Sabrina Wright's joining me here today. Look, before we keep going and talk about the aftercare, before we talk about, you know, what do we do? How do we do the maintenance part of this? Let's say that I'm really got it, that I'm doing my version of spiritually strong, emotionally healthy, mentally sharp and clear, and physically healthy and balanced. Let's say I'm doing that. I've got that. I want to know, how do we maintain it? But before we go there, can you give us your website? Because you're working with people on a daily basis about this. So how can people find out more about you to get some help?
Well, you can go to my website. It's Sabrina is WRIGHT.com. And there's a contact tab. Punch that in, send your email request, and we'll connect.
Perfect. Okay. Here we are. And this is me. I've made some of these adjustments. I'm still a work in progress about it, right? I'm still not able to go into the studio. That's okay. But I did buy a ping pong table and robot, and I'm playing. I have changed my daily practice that at 7 o'clock every day, it's even in my calendar, I am plugged in to my spiritual practice, whatever that is. And here we go. But you know how easy it is to find a reason not to do any of that? So can you help us out? Yeah, you want to find out how easy it is to not do that spiritual practice at 7 a.m.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so easy. Something will come up, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. It's making it a priority, and that you know, and making it, I don't like to use the word ritual, but let's say habit, ritual, it's a non-negotiable. It needs to be a non-negotiable. And a couple of days of not staying in your self-care habit and regime, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it physically. You're going to start becoming even more stressed. You're going to realize that you're just not firing on all cylinders.
Right.
It's that vital.
Right.
Yeah. And what's curious is that after care is just as important as self-care, because self-care is the preparation for your day. It's the preparation for reopening your business. It's the preparation for making sure that you're showing up in the best version of you to be able to be utilized at a greater potential. The aftercare is what happens at the end of your day. It happens after you've done your activity. And it's so important to debrief and to take a look at, how'd we do today?
Yep.
How'd we do today? And plan and prepare and be purposeful about what you're going to do tomorrow. I mean, we do that for our business, right? Why would we not do it for our life and for ourselves?
Yeah. And we do. And the question really becomes, though, as we look at this, right, is do we ever stop and have a moment where we take a look at our day and we attempt to assess it without a judgment? Because there's this idea of a daily debriefing that has to do with how did the day unfold, right? Mm-hmm. What was the day like? Mm-hmm. You know, how well did I do on this or that? You know, how excited am I? And there's another type of debriefing where you beat yourself up for everything you should have, could have, would have done, and you didn't do. And what that does is that gives you now a sense of how you really are dealing with your emotional levels, right?
Sure.
And it doesn't really give you an out. You know, this sense of hopelessness and helplessness is, I think, that is at the core. So how do we help folks in the arena of self-care find something new? Find a new thing or a new way?
Well, for me, what I do with my clients is we take a look at their overall life, right? We take a look at their everyday. What are they managing? What are they responsible for? And then it's about taking a look at, really, is that your full responsibility? Are you co-responsible? Is it, and does it need to be the priority today? And then take a look at what's not working or where it's not working. And then it's a conversation with the individual to check in with them. What brings you joy? What brings you happiness? What are your gifts and your talents? And how are you most effective, right? How are you most effective? Then where are your resources? Who are the people that you have on your team? Who is your support system? How often are you communicating with them? How are you communicating with them? And are you building a team environment? Are you building a partnership? Or are you looking at your support system and telling them what to do? No, it's in a team. It's about coming together and fitting. Everybody has a different skill set. And so maximize that. Maximize that. And then let's make a plan. Let's make a plan and let's start with one new thing that you're going to do and be faithful to doing every single day. Make it a non-negotiable. It's going to be a little difficult to remember to do it, but plan it. Purposefully plan it in your day. And if it's just one thing and you do it every single day, then celebrate that. At the end of the week, celebrate that. And it doesn't have to be for me. So for me, I have to get my walk in. If I don't get that fresh air, and if I don't get outside, and if I don't get into nature, oh, it's ugly.
I know.
It's just downright ugly.
I know. And you see, those are the things we're thinking about and talking about for people that literally you may not think you have time for, or you may not think that, well, is it really going to help me? But that's why you're here talking about this today, right?
Exactly.
That's why we're talking about you have got to change your pattern. Mm-hmm. Sabrina, thank you so much for today. Please give out your website again. And then I would love to ask you what your personal message is. What do we want to leave people with today?
Okay, so the best way to get a hold of me is through my website. It's SabrinaIsWright, WRIGHT.com. And the message that I want you to go home with today, to take away from today, is you're worth the time, the energy, and the resources to put into place a self-care plan, because that's what's going to give you the edge, and that's what's going to fill you to be the best version of you, and showing up every single day, making an amazing, amazing impact, not only in your life and your family's life, but in the lives of other people that you come in contact with. Share yourself, take care of yourself, and reach out, please, if you want to know more information and if you want to work with me. Okay.
I love it. Perfect. And we're going to be hearing more from Sabrina. So this is just one of many conversations. Thank you for Benny pushing all the right buttons. And for Olivia, thank you so much. We'll see all of you again next time.
Try to swim away.